Chapter 5 Madison. Relieved to hear from a person who genuinely cared about me at a time when I was feeling my lowest, speaking into my Bluetooth, I sadly answered, "Hey, Tisha, I was going to call you later. Where are you?" "At the hospital." Her voice faded, then came in clear. "Hospital?" Sitting in a visitor's waiting room by myself. "Madison, I'm so sorry things turned out this way." Had she called to give me the news? Was Roosevelt dead already? Me, too. I mean, I'm here sitting in the doctor's office. He went to deliver the news to Roosevelt's family, and I've been in a daze since I said, then paused. When she didn't say anything, I continued, "I'm emotionally exhausted." A tap on the door distracted me as Papa entered. "My dad is here. We're actually heading out. Let me call you back." She sniffled, then cried out, "Madison, wait!" "Yes?" I held my breath. If Roosevelt had taken his last, I'd stay and arrange his funeral. I wouldn't have to leave the country for a year with my mother. We could take a short vacation to Costa Rica or St. Lucia after my surgery. I could terminate my dad's power of attorney. It wasn't that I didn't trust Papa, but I wasn't comfortable with what he'd do with Roosevelt's millions if he ever had access to the accounts. Would my dad make decisions in my best interest or his? Papa softly.